Luminari is an organization founded by my old friend, my good friend Hilda Fu, and longtime friend Hilda Fu. She's an old friend. And the purpose of Luminari is to provide great experiences for folks. And in particular, this flagship camp of Luminari's is called I Want to Be an Ambassador. And it's designed for kids to help learn more about other cultures, about social literacy in a broader context of the world, to also take a trip to D.C. to broaden perspectives. And it's really incredibly well done. And we have four students who took part in that camp who we're pleased to have with us this morning. And I'd like each of them just to introduce themselves so you can get a chance to know them, and then we'll talk a bit about the camp. And I'll start with you. If you could just tell us your name, where you go to school, maybe what grade you're going into, and anything else you think we ought to know.
Hello, my name is Tyler Baum. I'm 15 years old, and I'm going to be dual enrolled as a freshman at Duquesne University this year.
Wow, at the age of 15?
That's correct.
So, did you graduate high school?
I did not. I'm going to be a senior this year and take a couple classes at my high school. I actually go to Agora Cyber School, but most of my classes are going to be taken at Duquesne.
Fantastic. And do you know, will you be taking basics at Duquesne, or do you have a specific major-like oriented classes that you're looking at?
Right now, just the core classes as a freshman, but eventually I'd like to major in Civil War history and computer flash animation.
What a great combination. I have to ask you how your interest in the Civil War came about.
I'm actually really not sure. As a hockey player, I travel a lot, so through the years I've visited many Civil War battlefields, so that's really where my interest evolved.
And what position do you play?
I play defense.
And are you in a league that lets you travel quite a bit?
Yeah.
So Agora has got to be a godsend for you. You're able to play hockey, I would imagine, have a full schedule.
Right. It helps a lot with a little bit more lenient.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. That's Tyler. And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Norwin, North Huntington.
Out in Westmoreland County. And let's meet the person who is on your left.
Hi, my name is Zachary Keene. I'm a rising junior at Fox Chapel Area High School. I am a varsity athlete in football and track, and that's about it.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you. And have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
I'm actually interested in the Naval Academy. I'm really interested in military history and things like that. Big history buff, so that's where I'd like to go.
Interesting. But you guys both, you must have became friends pretty quickly this trip, because you didn't know each other beforehand, right?
No.
And you both have something in common, at least in that regard, with military history. I should have asked to both of you, is there anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to who might be listening? We always do that, either now or later when this is a podcast, people that might be tuned in, anybody?
I'd just like to say hello to any of my family and friends listening, and also anyone, any fellow ambassadors from Luminari that couldn't make it today but could listen in.
It's a good idea, Zachary.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to all the fellow ambassadors and the camp directors, and especially Miss Fu, because I'm sure she's going to give a listen. So,
yeah, and she's an amazing person, isn't she? Mm. She's awesome. Let's go to our next guest, and hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Nathan Binzile. I'm going to be a sophomore at Central Catholic High School, and my primary interests are in journalism and world affairs.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. What got you interested in journalism?
Well, since I was a little kid, I always read like Sports Illustrated, so I'm really into sports. So it was just like I naturally kind of just had an affinity for it. And when I went to high school, I joined the newspaper, and I really had a good time and a good experience writing for that. So I feel like I'd like to do that for the rest of my life.
That's great. I don't know if you're aware that we run a high school journalism program here.
I am not aware.
And in fact, one of your classmates, I don't know how big your school district is now, but Daley Trimble participated last year, who is also a rising sophomore, did you say?
Yeah, at Central Catholic.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You know Daley from Fox. I'm confusing your schools. Do you know Daley from Fox Chapel? I'm sorry. I still had Fox Chapel in my head.
Fox Chapel gets around for sure.
But you were thinking, gosh, can there be that many Daley Trimbles?
No.
But she was part of that. But you could be. We had somebody from Oakland Catholic, but not from Central Catholic. But we can keep in touch with you to let you know when the next round of that's going to be, because I think you'd probably enjoy it. You mentioned world affairs, too. Tell me about your interests there.
Well, I joined the debate team last year as well, and I had a really good experience with that. And it was broadened, I guess, in this camp and when we did all our experiences in Washington. Visiting the various embassies and such really kind of helped out with that, and I found an interest in it.
Excellent. And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, sure. All my friends and family that may be watching. Again, the directors and any of the other campers and all the Central Catholic alum, Roll Vikes.
Great. Have you ever been involved in crew team there or in any of the events that are done for Brendan Foley?
No, but I do. I recognize that name. But yeah, our crew team is very renowned, though. For
Brendan's a boy who was on the crew team, who was in a car accident. Actually, a car hit him when he was riding a bike. This goes back some time ago, but he was a longtime listener all throughout his childhood, and the crew team does so much to memorialize him and remember his spirit. And when you mentioned sports, I was thinking of the crew team there, which is just legendary.
Yeah, they actually just won the national championship this year.
I didn't know that.
For the varsity, yeah.
Amazing. So. And now we say hello to you.
Hello, my name is Anani Narayanan. I'm going to be a junior at Fox Chapel Area High School. I'm a varsity tennis athlete, and I also play the violin, and I do Indian classical dance. I think my future career interests would be probably in medicine or something concerning that. So,
excellent. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd just like to say hi to any family members or friends or fellow Luminari members who are listening, and any of the directors, and especially Mrs. Fu, who presented us this wonderful opportunity.
So let's sort of back up and talk about Luminari. Some people are probably wondering, what is this camp all about? And we can just all sort of join in as you see fit. How would you explain this camp to somebody who had no idea what it was? You know, it's really unlike anything that most people, I think, have ever heard of. It's camp. You think of tents, or you think of hikes and things. This is totally different.
Well, when most people, I think when most people hear of an ambassador camp, I know there's a lot of leadership camps out there. I know there's the National Young Scholars Program, where they go to D.C. and they'll go to New York and do things like that. But I think that Luminari is really different. And me personally, I didn't know a lot about it when I first was introduced to the program. It turns out to be a lot different than the other leaderships out there. I actually enjoy it more because it's a lot more personal, and you get to actually interact with the ambassadors that you get to go see and the people that you're with. I think we only had 12 campers or something like that. We got to know each other a lot better, and we got to learn the techniques and the skills that we were presented with a lot more in depth than.
That's exciting. What skills do you think you picked up in particular?
So one of the sole skills that we were able to take away from this camp is effectively communicating, which is one of the main skills you need to be an ambassador. So we were able to learn, I would say, neutral comments that you would pose as an ambassador, and learning just how to appreciate and understand the different cultures that you are presented with when being an ambassador.
What is a neutral comment?
So we did this activity in Luminari where we were presented with a really, I would say, odd object, and we couldn't say something negative about it, but we also couldn't say something positive about it. So we had to become accustomed with just saying these neutral comments that would neither present a positive nor a negative.
So the first one that comes to mind to me is interesting, which I think is usually obvious when you say something is interesting. It's like, tell me some tricks. Did you learn any other ways of being able to do that?
I think one thing we learned is trying to maybe lead the conversation in a different way, but not just completely avoid the question, but kind of bridge to another conversation with taking some sort of personal experience and relating it to the gift.
Ah, I see. So if somebody were to give you a gift, maybe a good example, they give you a gift and you can tell it's something that's really significant, but you don't know what it is, maybe. How would you react to that? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious. Like, if you get a gift that looks like it's has great cultural significance.
Well, so, like, we learned how to, like, describe it in detail, but without, and we had to be really careful about this, and it's really difficult because you have to think on your feet. You have to describe something important about it, but it also can't be, like, a good thing or a bad thing. So it has to be something really, like, unique about the object, but it can't hold, like, meaning to it. So it's a really difficult thing to find importance in something but not have any, like, extreme feeling associated with it.
Like, I like the way this is made.
Right.
Not this is beautifully made or well made or unique. It's saying I like the way, this is made. There's nothing, you can't really fault me for saying that, right?
Yeah.
Or I like the way this looks. Interesting. I never thought about that whole concept. Had any of you thought about neutral comments before?
I guess, like, this sort of idea was brought together. You know, it's Christmas, and your aunt gives you, you know, that this significant cultural thing, but you have no idea what it is. And so you don't want to hurt her feelings, but you also may not want to get any more of these gifts like that again. So it's sort of like that sort of situation. But it also is on a broader level when you're a diplomat or an ambassador, and you're receiving a gift from, you know, your host country, and you may not know what it is or its significance.
That's a great thing to learn. Let's move on to some other things. What about other cultural etiquette or cultural understanding, simple things that you learn that you think you'll be able to apply?
So we visited, like, various embassies, like the South African embassy and the New Zealand embassy. So we were able to, I guess, view the ideals of different cultures. And we also had this entire activity centered around cultural etiquette, where we had to choose a country and, I guess, perform a skit concerning, like, all of their cultural aspects that you should do and what you shouldn't do. So we were able to learn it, like, through a fun and, like, interactive way.
Now, was that done amongst you and your peers?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say you wouldn't do that in front of the ambassador from another country. But that's a really salient way to remember things. How many other Luminari camp participants were there in addition to you guys? Do you know roughly?
I believe there were 8 more. Plus us 4.
Okay, so that's a nice cohort to do. What about, I know you learn a little bit about how other systems of written language work, which I always was fascinated that would be included as part of it. What was helpful about learning that, and what languages did you learn about?
Well, I believe it was on the third day. We had a Chinese instructor come in, and she taught us the bare bone basics of the language, and it was really interesting the way she did it. She wouldn't speak any English to do it. You had to sort of just get what she was saying by her actions, or, you know, she would say hello in Chinese and then just, you know, wave. So you had to kind of read between the lines a little bit. And we did that for around 30 minutes. And then she showed us towards the end how to write in Chinese, which was very interesting. And then we got the little templates and we got to try it out. So it was just really interesting to learn. It's a totally different style of everything, you know. So it was just really a great experience.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Anybody want to add anything to that? I think you learned Arabic too, or the rudiments of, was it Arabic? Maybe not. I know in past years, Arabic's been part of it.
I think, like, one of the more important parts of that Chinese language session was, like, she showed us how one of the most important parts of communication is nonverbal communication. We also did that with what Anandini mentioned earlier with the cultural kind of immersion session, where we did nonverbal communication, and that can be one of the biggest like giveaways, especially with the nonverbal comments, like we had mentioned earlier. You can make a comment that is like beautifully crafted about the object, but if your face gives away what you're truly thinking, then it can ruin everything. So I think the nonverbal communication, especially when you don't even know the language that the other person is speaking, it can be really helpful or really hurtful depending on how you use it.
Do you find yourselves, now that camp is completed, and you finished up, what, about 2 weeks ago, I think. Is that about right? Two, 3 weeks? Using any of the skills you learned, applying them, or do you see places you can't apply them?
Absolutely. I feel that the cultural etiquette was one of the most important skills we learned, considering different gestures or nonverbal communications that we use could mean something completely different in other cultures. And you want to be careful about what you use, because they could be really hurtful to some other cultures, where it could be just something normal in our culture.
Yeah, you think about how things could escalate just based on one small, you know, thing that you do that you didn't intend to do. We only have a couple minutes left. I can't believe how fast this went. Would any of you like to add anything about the experience, and particularly perhaps in encouraging other people to get involved? There might be kids a couple years younger than you that are maybe thinking about participating.
So entering this camp, I really didn't know what to expect, but you were really able to take away valuable leadership and, I guess, diplomatic skills in effectively communicating, and also coming from a multicultural background, it aided in, I guess, appreciating and understanding other cultures. So if you want to know how to effectively represent something, you should definitely attend this camp.
That's well stated.
Yeah, I would say it was a common theme here, where there's not much. We don't, us campers, we didn't know very much about the camp before entering it, and we had a wonderful experience. So I'd just like to say to anyone who would be listening, or maybe just hears about this camp, that it is really a great experience, and it's not only diplomatic. Well, that may be one of the main focuses. We did have a session on the last day where we had a Q&A with three CEOs of different corporations or companies that varied. One was a animator, and another, you know, was a financial advisor. So it was very broad topic, and we just discussed, you know, the ambassadorship of business and how to look good and appear good to different people of different cultures.
Yeah, that's really important. There's a lot of applicability there, because if you're with a multinational company, you have to understand how your colleagues work in other countries. Good point. Anything else from you guys, Zachary?
So Nathan Brown, the camp director, talked about it a lot throughout the camp. He called it the ripple effect. And I kind of experienced that at the Royal Thai Embassy that we visited. One of the secretaries or aides at the embassy talked to me about a sister school program that we could do with schools in Thailand. So I'm going to try and bring that sister school program to Fox Chapel, and hopefully some other schools around Pittsburgh so that we can kind of bring that ripple effect to Pittsburgh and kind of bring the world through Illuminari back to Pittsburgh.
Excellent. And let me suggest World Affairs Council of Greater Pittsburgh, if you're not aware of them. There's global travel scholarships you can apply for and additional programs. Anything you'd like to add in our closing moments, Tyler?
I'd like to add on to what Zach said earlier and what Nathan just said. It's not just, as going into it, I expected it to just be a leadership program, which I was very excited for. However, it was more than that. It was an ambassador program and a diplomacy program, but it aids you in so many different areas. As it does, it's not just for someone who wants to be an ambassador in college or when they're older, but for all different professions, it's very helpful. And when going to D.C., I've never really been interested in politics at all. As a politician, but visiting the U.S. Department of State, I really became interested in kind of behind-the-scenes politics more than interactive politics.
Well, congratulations to each of you, Anandini, Zachary, Tyler, Nathan. Great success to you. I hope you'll keep in touch. And thank you for being part of the show this morning
thank
and
you
for representing the camp. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger.